Song of the Day winner. She went with Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment. Porkchop said, you guys almost broke our texting today. Thank you for voting. I love it when we get all the votes in from you because you're part of the show.
It makes us so happy, especially when you take the time to call in, too. We'd love to hear your voice, see how you're doing for the day. You rock.
It's a great thing. So thanks so much. If you want to be part of that tomorrow, all you got to do is text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And we are excited tomorrow. We actually know what it's going to be for Song of the Day. We got a good suggestion for a category. I said, hey, there's so many good TikTok songs out there. Why don't you guys pick like the best song that's viral on TikTok and play that? So if you're not big on TikTok, you might like some of this music around this time. I'm on Joe McKenzie. Guys, and by that I mean McKenzie and Liv the Web Girl, I think it's time that we pull Porkchop aside and we have a little intervention. We're concerned about you, Chops.
Why?
Liv, would you like to kind of speak first about what's going on?
Yeah, so I will just first open this up by reading a DM that I got, okay?
Oh, yes, you were out of the studio, and we received this DM, and Liv was like, you guys.
So I read it to them, and it says, hey, I'm one of the listeners that listens to you. Me and my daughter met you at the hockey game, so I was talking to Porkchop this morning about doing Uber because I will be in need of another job in February. But then we were just talking about stuff, and he told me he hadn't ate in 16 hours yesterday because he was so busy. I told him I was going to go mom mode on him and get you guys to watch after him. So will you please make sure he eats?
This is fantastic. Feed me. Go ahead.
So
we gave you a McGriddle yesterday.
And we
you gave me a McGriddle yesterday. I don't like
that
so much. You liked it, but you weren't.
You're like, I want a biscuit.
Yeah, McGriddle. You wanted like a biscuit.
Yeah. So we want to have an intervention with you because, you know, McKenzie does this job. She has like 18 other jobs. She also has a daughter. She also has a full-time workout schedule, things like that. She still manages to get her food in, get her meals in, get
you
eat.
Bring the snacks.
Joe.
I can't wait to hear your resolution for this.
Has a trainer that he goes and sees. He's also on a diet that he still gets in.
I have to nap every day.
He naps every day. He plays
Call of Duty every day.
He'll sometimes have, he goes to, but he still gets his food and meals in. I have a second job. I work every day. I do dance lessons. I also work out on my own. I have a lot going on, and I also get food in. So why are you going 16 hours without eating?
I literally thought there was going to be a resolution here. I thought you were going to, like, literally someone was going to come in with food.
Oh, that would take work and effort.
No, this is just an intervention of, like, you need to eat.
Oh, well, duh.
But so why are you saying that you're so busy that you can't eat for 16
this
hours?
This intervention is about self-care.
It's very easy to explain. That night in particular, I ate at 7 p.m., a normal dinner, right? And then I went to bed. Woke up late for work, got here right at 5:15, no time to get food, and at work, I think we can all agree, we're very busy and can't eat until after the show. Next thing you know, we had to go to that water float tank thing at 11:30, and then we were done at 1. So from 7 p.m. to 1 p.m., I didn't have time to eat.
What about a banana or a protein bar?
But you can bring. I think a solution here is even though you're tired after the show, or even if you only have like 3 or 4 hours before you have to go into your second job, you should stop at the grocery and you should buy things so you have them, like a ton of granola bars, a ton of, you know, just things to have.
Can we be honest here, Chops?
Yeah.
If it bothers you, let us know. I know some men, when bringing up bananas, for example, in public, feel very awkward eating a banana traditional style where you peel it up
you
and put it in your mouth.
A little bit at a time.
Have you thought about breaking it off or eating it from the side? That's totally something you can make eye contact with a guy and eat a banana from the side.
That's not an issue.
That's okay.
Not, I think this also stems from poor Porkchop. Liv, you were not in the studio, but he fell asleep in 2 seconds. Given we're all exhausted, and if you're up at this time, we get up very early, like at 3:30 in the morning. But he fell asleep on this dirty, flat, hard ground for an hour.
It's true.
In the middle of the workday. So that paired with you not feeding yourself, we're scared you're not taking care of yourself, bud.
And I feel like, you know, part of the reason why you might be so tired is because you're not fueling your body correctly. So, you know, that day, I did only brought, like, I think a banana that day to eat, and I was really hungry. So I had 2 quarters, and then Mackenzie gave me 2 quarters, and I got nuts that had like 10 grams of protein downstairs.
And everybody loves nuts.
Yeah. Me, right? You like nuts?
Yeah.
I heard you love nuts. So there you go. You know, just take better care of yourself. We're worried about you.
Because we love you. We want you to live a long, beautiful life.
Okay.
If you'd like to sponsor Pork Chop's meal this morning, please call right now. He's standing by.
So where's my breakfast?
833-563-2539.
For just 5 small payments of $4.99 a month, you can support Pork Chop having breakfast every day.
Still waiting for it. Where is it?
I'm going to take you to the grocery and teach you how to grocery shop. Oh, my goodness.
Have fun with that. All right, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Well, Hailey Bieber called out for crooked fingers. What? And wait until you hear who Kim and Kanye just hired.
Pork Chop, look, I found some stuff over here. It kind of smells funny. You want it?